Pygmalion Adoring His Statue by Jean Raoux. Jean Raoux trained as an artist under Antoine Ranc in Montpellier and later in Paris with Bon Boulogne. He was a winner of the Prix de Rome and spent 10 years in Italy, in Rome, Padua and Venice. This work was painted after his return to France in 1714 as a reception piece marking his admission to the Académie Française on August 28, 1717, the same day as the celebrated painter Antoine Watteau. Raoux chose to illustrate a scene from Ovid's Metamorphoses. Pygmalion, the young prince of Cyprus, was suspicious of women and remained unmarried. He carved a beautiful ivory statue of a woman and fell in love with it. Pygmalion implored Venus to send him a wife as beautiful as the statue, which promptly came to life beneath his caress as Galatea, whom he married. Raoux shows the metamorphosis taking place. Venus presents Galatea to Pygmalion, while Cupid touches her soft breast, revealing the gradual transformation of the ivory into living flesh. The bottom half of the figure is still cold, while the top half is already turning a fleshy pink. Hymen, bearing a torch, announces to Galatea that she will soon be a bride. Raoux's interpretation of the scene shows typically French restraint, unlike Ovid's more sensual text which describes Pygmalion's caresses. The prince's sculpture workshop is set within his palace. In the background we see a studio with two pupils drawing from a sculpture. Reception pieces were presented by painters and sculptors to the Académie Française to mark their admission as members, rather like the masterworks presented by craftsmen to the respective guilds. Raoux's work displays the full extent of his painterly talent, rooted in Dutch realism and a Venetian feel for colour, bringing Ovid's miracle to life. The picture is also intended to demonstrate that painting can be the equal of its three-dimensional rival, sculpture.